Lasting Media.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm JP.
I'm JD.
And I'm D-Rock.
And you're listening to the only whiskey podcast dedicated to blind tastings under 50 bucks.
We go past the labels and beyond the marketing to vote on our favorite pours without bias or breaking the bank.
Welcome to the Blue Collar Bourbon Show. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies?
Yeah.
Oh,
ladies
I
listening.
Thought were, I thought you were talking to the people in the room. No, I'm sorry.
Come, dude.
My bad.
Ladies are listening. ladies, let okay. us know if you're listening. Of course you're listening.
Yeah. Sorry. My bad.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
Have no fear. Our financial savior is here. We've invited our very special friend. It's been a long time since he's been on the show. Welcome, everybody. It's C-Money.
Yeah. Man, I'm excited to be here, not just because it's a show, because you're the first people besides my family that I've seen in like a week.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, JD just like put like divine, he just put divinity on you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to turn around
savior.
Everything. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do it.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I thought then.
I'm a market mover.
Or a mountain mover, maybe?
No.
Okay.
No.
So we thought it'd be a great idea to have you on the show. Just to give a little insight into what's going on. Of course, full disclosure, we pre-record these, so when you're listening to it,
anything that
we talk about might be a little bit, a couple days dated. But yeah, welcome to the show, C-Money.
Thank you.
Before we get into everything, you're a fee-only.
Yep.
Fiduciary.
Yes.
Financial and consultant?
Advisor.
Yeah. That's what I was looking for. So.
The consultant works too. That's totally fine.
So close.
Yeah, crazy times.
You got further than a lot of people get.
You did.
I got fiduciary.
That's a big word.
So. Actually, the fee only and fiduciary part is what I would view as the most important part. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's just the way we do business. But yeah, crazy times in the economy right now, in the stock market. And, you know, based on when you're listening to this episode, it could be 2,000 points up or 2,000 points down from the last time you looked. So it's pretty crazy. I get a lot of my clients asking, like, why are the swings so big? Because it really is, at least at this point, one day it's up big, the next day it's down big. One day it's up big, the next day it's down bigger.
Yeah.
You know, it's just crazy. And a big part of that problem, we were talking a little bit before the show, is that now the way technology is and the way that trading happens, a lot of it's based on computer algorithms. And so they usually have built-in thresholds to where, you know, they've got a rule baked in that says, okay, if the market sells off this much, sell. Mm-hmm. And so that's why you'll have...
Oh, so it's all these computers...
Yep, they
are,
kick in.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, you know, how we've seen these, what they call the circuit breakers of the market kick in, where they suspend trading for 15 minutes because things are getting crazy. A lot of that is to reset those algorithms again.
Interesting.
And they say it's to, you know, get people to take a step back and calm down, which is true as well.
Yeah.
But a lot of that is just built in because these trading platform software, they just start selling and just compile the problem, whereas if an actual human was the one making the trade, it wouldn't be nearly as bad. And that works on the other end too, which is why you're having these huge, huge swings.
Hmm.
So yeah, that's the craziness of my world, is just watching the stock market all day long, just do all this crazy stuff. And, you know, I do think that once this whole COVID-19 gets, and I don't even think it has to be over. I just think that there needs to be a, okay, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel type moment.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to come back. And I think when it starts coming back, it'll still probably have a little bit of a rough road, but eventually it's going to, I even think by the end of the year, everybody could be made whole.
And do you see the like the Trump checks we hear about and all this bailout that's coming down the line, is that that will definitely help stabilize things, you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in the short term. But.
It will. It'll help a lot of the people who really need the help right now with, you know, just the fact that maybe they aren't working or at least aren't working as much and they're an hourly employee. But you've got all these people that, you know, work in NBA and NHL arenas and things like that that aren't getting paid right now unless, you know, a few athletes have decided that they're going to cover, you know, some of those workers and that type of thing. So, yeah, I think in the short term, that's going to be helpful. I think what's going to be more helpful is more of a small business bailout type thing, which is on the table right now. They're not they haven't got it nailed down yet as far as what they're going to do as of this taping. But maybe by the time this airs, there'll be something concrete.
That'd
but,
be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, for you guys.
I'll take maybe, that.
Yeah, I'm a small business.
Maybe
yeah.
by the time this airs, we all have $1,000 and a bathrobe mailed to us.
Hey.
Ooh, a bathrobe.
Bathrobe? Why, where'd that come from?
I don't know. It's You're just saying a Trump thing to do, you know?
Yeah. Would it have his face or the seal of the president on it?
That's neither. It would have his initials on it.
Yeah. Mm.
It should have his troll hair, like, on the front.
No, that's
chest.
What it should be made
that's
of.
That's what it should be made yeah. of. Just Donald Trump hair.
What was that movie? Was it Get Him to the Greek or something that had a stroke the furry wall?
Yes, Get Him to the Greek. Yeah.
This is all also not taking into account the zombies we'll, you know, probably be seeing in the next couple weeks or so.
Those are the ones buying all the toilet paper.
As they spawn to life. Oh, yes, yeah. yes.
Well, that's why we had that conversation last show. They're gonna eat all the people that bought all the toilet paper.
Yeah,
that right. hoarded all the yeah. toilet paper. Yeah. They're the first ones to go.
Yeah, they're gonna wipe them out.
The cowards.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Basically, yeah.
Wipe
I mean,
them
let's
out.
Be real. If zombies start showing up, then the stock market's going to be the least of our concerns.
Yeah.
I don't care about the stock market at that point.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Someone's got to.
Nope.
I don't know. Yeah, and you know, obviously everybody's case is different, so this is very general speak that we're talking about. But if y'all want to dig deeper into your situation, you can certainly hit me up on fgginc.com. That's cool. My company, FGG.
Yep, go check them out.
Good folks, good yeah. friends of the show.
Mm-hmm.
They make a lot of sense. And, and dollars. Mm-hmm.
Let's hope dollars.
Yeah. Man. Can we just start drinking and...
Did somebody bring?
I was going to say, can we start drinking and to get D-Rock to stop making dad jokes, but that's not going to happen.
I was going to say, I feel like that just helps.
That actually exemplifies yeah. things, yeah. yeah.
Yes.
Yes, someone did bring. I brought.
Wild card, everybody. There Welcome, we wild card.
Mm.
I think you're going to enjoy this one.
Okay. I think these complexions are way off.
They are.
They are. They look completely different.
The first one doesn't scare me.
No.
A doesn't scare me.
Mm-hmm. It's that one.
Oh, man.
But you cannot... We have all learned this lesson before that you can't judge a book by its cover.
This is not a book. This is a I don't even know what it is.
We've had light complexions before that have been good.
It looks like Miller Lite.
I've actually...
It does. Yeah.
I've actually brought light complexions thinking they were going to be horrible and they weren't.
Are you saying that is the case today?
I'm not saying anything right now.
Because
I'm the wild card. Mm.
Wild card trying to play mind games. Yeah. You can't do both.
Watch me. Can't I?
All right.
All right, I got A and I got B. A is in the front, B's in the back. Let's do A.
A.
Are we allowed to clink glasses right now?
We'll do...
Air clinks?
Air clinks, yeah.
Put the sound effects in later.
Yeah.
So the color looks good on this one.
Wow.
No. You not happy with the smell?
That's
D-Rock's questioning things.
It's different than it's not what I was expecting.
I'm kind of getting Windex.
A little menthol.
Yeah.
I got a little cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some sort of detergent thing.
Mm-hmm. Is this what you use to sanitize the studio?
Maybe. Right. Yeah. That's not what I thought it was going to smell like.
All right.
Okay.
Well, do we cheers? Do no. we have to, is there like a 6-foot rule?
Yeah, I think we do air clinks.
Okay. Yeah. Air clink on three. 1, 2, 3.
Clink. Cheers, clink.
Everyone's got their own unique clink.
No.
Ooh.
Wow. Is this from Florida?
Now wait a minute.
Can I ask that yet?
Now wait a minute. Nobody fluffed. So you're coming in hot on this.
That's true.
Let it sit for a second and take your second sip.
All right.
See, the second one wasn't so bad.
It was better than the first.
It's not saying much.
Mm. Okay.
Over or under?
Over.
Over, over?
Over, over.
Oh.
For reference, anyone listening that doesn't know what we're talking about, over or under $25. It's over $25. And a lot closer to 50 than 25.
Mm, no.
Wow.
No, there's no way.
D-Rock, what do you think?
I'm not loving it at all. I'm not even really liking it. I'm not totally hating it. I'm disliking it. So I would probably drink it. If we're going by the caveat, you hand it to me at your house, I will probably drink it.
You'd finish it.
I would finish it. So I'm a very, very unenthusiastic try.
Okay.
C-Money, what do you think?
I don't like it.
You're trashing it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Trying to trash on the board.
Trying to trash. All right.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat as D-Rock. If somebody's handing this to me, I'll have one. Because of price point, it's not going to be It's not going to be a buy. It's not something that I want to pay a lot to drink. So
no.
This is totally not what I expected with this one.
You should, now that we've had a couple sips, you should try the nose again. It's different.
Yeah.
It's not as astringent.
Yeah.
It's sweeter now. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yep. Yeah. It's like brown sugar or something.
Yeah. It's completely different to me.
That's a great point.
I think I'm in the same boat as you guys.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go as far as C-Money and trash it, but I'd be polite and finish it.
Yeah.
Is that the bar, being polite and finishing?
A try for me is like you hand this to me at a party and I take a sip of it. If I can get through the whole drink and be polite enough to get it down, I've tried it.
I would probably do that too, but I would probably add an ice cube.
If I take a sip of it and then find a time when you've turned your back so I can dump it out in the sink, that's a trash.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would probably finish it out of politeness, though, not enjoyment.
Okay. Then I guess technically that's, I don't know.
I feel like that's a trash.
We've been blowing the lines with votes all the time. Yeah.
So three tries and a trash.
Yep. What is it?
Is it a major?
No.
Kentucky?
No. Okay.
Florida?
Nope.
Okay. you have to guess that.
Tennessee?
Nope.
Utah?
Nope.
Texas?
Nope.
Out west?
Nope.
Up north?
Yep.
North or just north?
New York?
Yes.
Oh.
Is it a Widow Jane?
Is that what you're landing on?
I don't know. I'm thinking.
As far as the company.
Oh.
It wouldn't be this, but the producer.
Producer.
I don't know who makes Widow Jane. Who makes Widow Jane? I don't
know. Sourced from Kentucky.
It's not a Widow Jane.
Okay.
Let's
put it that way.
Fair enough.
So it could be Hudson.
Yeah. Is it Hudson? Is it called Hudson Whiskey?
There's a couple of different Hudsons, yeah. The Hudson Baby.
I don't know that I've ever had, knowingly, a New York whiskey.
You guys haven't asked any questions. You asked one question.
What's the mash bill?
100% rye.
Wow. Really? See, I like rye.
I do too, and that's...
That's not a good rye.
How old?
2 years.
Yeah, I'd say
the
young.
The label only says it's aged less than 4 years.
Two years. Is it straight rye?
It's 100% rye.
But as far as age?
Well, I don't know. It just says less than 4 years.
But it has to be, a straight, it has to be at least 2 years.
The label does not say that it's a straight rye.
Okay, so I mean, it could be like...
But it could be. They just didn't label it that way.
So it could be anything from like 4 months all the way
all
up to...
All the way up to 3 years and 11 months.
Mm.
Okay.
I thought I'd throw you a curveball by buying 100% rye.
Yeah, I didn't expect that from you.
I didn't either.
That's a wild card move right there.
You know what's crazy as far as like the color of both of these? I thought for sure, and maybe it still is, but I thought for sure this one was going to be decent.
Well, honestly, I thought this was going to be good.
Yeah. If you would have told me it was a rye and it was that color before I drank it, I would have been expecting it to be good because I like rye.
We've got a guess in the Patreon chat.
Oh, okay. What is it?
John wants to know, is it Kings County?
Kings County, is that the brand name?
The producer.
Oh, no, it's not.
Okay. Welp.
Any guess?
No. I think I'm going to have to fold on this one.
Okay. C-Money, you got a guess?
I don't think I know anybody in New York.
D-Rock, you got a guess?
I'm just going to say Hudson Rye. Why not?
Sure.
They're all going to piggyback on you with that one?
Yeah. Guess, yep. Know. I'm going in.
All right. At 92 proof, 100% rye, $45. Hey. Hudson Manhattan Whiskey Rye.
Oh.
Yeah. That's not what I was expecting.
That even
single
sounds
barrel,
like...
What? Picked by Red Dog.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
I would have expected that
this
to be a lot better.
This is their store pick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
I totally expected that to be way better.
Me yeah. too. Yeah.
Did
now
you try
knowing
it
that.
Before you bought it?
No, I didn't.
Okay. What was the price?
$45. Which isn't terrible for a single barrel store pick, but...
That I mean, honestly, to me, that the Jack Daniel's single barrel rye
oh.
like runs circles around that. Like
there's a lot of stuff that runs circles around oh. that.
I'm just thinking $49
around the $30 mark
yeah.
runs circles around
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It was awarded best rye whiskey. Best rye whiskey. 2017.
Rye Who awarded that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that one just disappointed big time.
Yeah.
I will say it may be good mixing. Old fashions?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because it's got the spice on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But alone, I don't know, man. It just yeah, doesn't
not,
do it yeah, for me.
Not mm-mm. great.
I'm not mm-mm. buying it.
All right. That was your A.
Are we being polite and finishing it?
Oh, I did.
I don't want to drink B, so I won't. I mean.
You're going to postpone as long as you can?
This is like gasoline complexion.
But that doesn't mean anything.
Famous last words.
All right, let's do B.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
B. I do have a feeling that if JP came into this thinking that was going to be the good one and then there was going to be a, like if there's a good and a bad, we
Why?
Have,
but
this
I,
could be
but
bad.
I haven't done a good and a bad in a long time.
Define a long time.
At least three episodes.
Those are all the
Would
episodes
be,
we brought.
Yeah. 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 Just say, that, yep, that's the rotation, isn't it?
All right. Complexion?
Light.
Mm-hmm.
Very light.
I mean, like
apple
light.
Juice, urine.
Yeah. yeah.
Apple juice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Urine's subjective. Depends on what you drank before. You know.
It's fair.
True. Yeah. Are you hydrated?
Nose?
Whoa.
Weird.
Oh my gosh.
That's weird.
That's, yeah.
It's like Laffy Taffy.
It is. It's got even sweeter than the other one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little faint.
Yeah.
Laffy Taffy.
But it's like candy. But like,
it's yeah, like apple
it is
Laffy,
like Laffy Taffy.
But it's yeah. like apple Laffy Taffy. To
you
me.
Get you get apple?
I get like yeah. apple.
Green apple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm picking that up.
And I can't tell if my brain's just telling me that because it looks like apple juice.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Air cheers.
Air cheers.
Clink.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh. Damn it.
No.
Wow.
No.
These are the
no.
moments I live for.
Oh.
Is this Fireball?
I need water.
Hell no, this
no,
isn't Fireball.
No, it's not Fireball.
You know I don't do that. That's not even close.
You did this.
That's not even close to spicy enough.
Oh. Oh. This is the fun of it. Is it over or under?
It's just barely under.
Do you have the receipt for this?
Yep.
So you can, we can just put some water in there and reseal it and take it back.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, this one didn't take. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't want to take another sip.
I don't either.
I did. It's actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I'm not buying it again, though.
This
I'm
isn't like Captain Morgan or something, is it?
Well, that'd
like,
be rum. I can't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, this is straight up green apple.
That's what I would have, if you just sat it down, that's
it's,
what I would have
oh,
said.
It's horrible. Yeah.
What are we supposed to be tasting?
So these are the tasting notes. You ready?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Simple syrup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A tiny bit of oak.
No.
Nope. Mm.
And it tastes just like it smells.
Kinda.
Those are the tasting notes. Right.
It is. Yeah, that's accurate. I didn't get any oak at all.
Man. Is this a major? No.
Wait, you got a vote.
Paul's got a vote, yeah.
I voted. I'm trashing it. There's no way in hell I'm drinking this or buying it ever again, so.
I'm trashing, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Good. This is all caps, trash. Kay. Yeah.
This might be one of the worst trashes we've had.
Oh, no, it's not. No. This by it's far bad. Not even close.
No.
This doesn't even come close to...
Backstage.
I don't know.
Kickball is worse than
Crown Mesquite.
Green Apple.
Crown Mesquite was the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth. It was
that
disgusting.
That is true. We have some for reference.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's bad. Yeah, I am going to be burping this for a while, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. To wash it down with something else.
All right.
So we're trashes all around.
Yep. We got wildfires.
Well, I expected that.
Major?
Nope.
Did this come from the end cap at Red Dog? The flavored whiskey end cap?
I don't know. Now you're just...
So it did.
You're just, yeah, I was going to say. You look at his eyes.
Yeah, he saw the way it shifted him.
Terrible liar.
You know what? I can say yes to that and you still won't get it.
Yeah. Is this the Christmas whiskey or the holiday whiskey?
Is that your final answer?
They've got one that's...
Who makes it?
I don't know.
And it's a holiday. Which holiday?
Wait, what's the proof on this?
80.
Oh, okay.
This is classified as a bourbon.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why I bought it. I would not buy a flavored spirit anymore. I bought it because it was 80 proof, and they classified as a bourbon.
Which, on your last episode, yep, that you brought the ginger bourbon in,
yep,
it can be classified. If it has a flavoring, it can still be classified as a bourbon.
That's the consensus that we came to at the end of that episode, yes.
So is this considered flavored?
No.
So nothing in the title says anything about a flavor.
There's semantics involved here. Flavored.
That's such a wild card answer. Yeah.
Flavored is not the word used.
Enhanced?
Nope. Closer.
Filtered?
Nope.
Introduced?
No.
Introduced.
Aged?
No.
Finished.
Oh, aged. Green apple aged. Yeah.
Nope. It's infused.
Oh, of course. Okay. Just like that last bourbon we had was ginger infused.
Ginger infused.
Man.
He's on an infused streak.
Yeah.
Is it infused with green apple? Is that what we're tasting? Are we tasting it correctly?
It is not infused with green apple.
Mm.
Can you tell us what it's infused with?
No.
Because we would get it?
It would give it away.
Okay.
What else could that be? It's a familiar smell.
Is it caramel?
Caramel apple? I could go, yeah, caramel green apple. I could go with that. I could get that.
I don't know. I was almost thinking like a Crown Royal. You could, like that sweet, yeah, syrupy smell. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to be way off, but that's what it reminds me of. Just like even though it's not that. Is it from the South?
All I know the location of is the company that produces it.
Okay.
Puts it out.
Yeah. Right. Where are they from? Wait, are they from the South?
No.
They're from the North?
No.
They from the West?
Yes. All
right. California?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the distiller is unknown.
Oh, they probably want to stay that
way. So this is grape-infused. Pinot Noir-infused.
Does this have anything to do with the Screwball guys?
No.
Okay.
But there was another peanut butter whiskey that I almost bought.
Well, that would have been fun.
Because it was super cheap, yeah, and I wanted to see how it measured up against Screwball. But this one was 80 proof, so I went with this one.
What was the price on this?
$24.99.
All right.
Is there a mash bill?
Not that I could find.
Age? I guess.
Nope.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The review on that that I found of it?
Yeah.
Age? Nope.
I mean, what do you normally flavor? Infuse bourbon? I mean, cinnamon? That's a thing. It's not cinnamon, though, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
I don't think this is something you drink on its own. This has got to be like an ingredient in a mixer.
Yeah,
It was labeled as a new product at Red Dog when I grabbed it.
Yeah,
because I hadn't seen it before.
Is it honey?
It's not infused with honey. No,
that seems like a little shifty with that one.
I would need a yes or a no on that one.
Yeah.
No, it's not infused with honey.
Did you just take another sip?
I mean,
I can't bring myself to
do it either.
It's for research, man.
All in the name of science.
Things we do for our listeners.
Yeah, we do the work that listeners don't have to. Yeah. We're saving them money right now.
Saving that $24.
We're saving more than money.
I'm at a complete loss on this one.
I am too.
You give up?
Yes.
I'm not going to get it. Yeah.
What other questions did we miss that we should be asking?
I think you got them all.
Okay.
All right. At $24.99, 80 proof, this is a banana-infused bourbon.
Ah.
Howler Head.
That's a really cool bottle.
It is a very cool bottle and a very cool label.
Now I see the banana.
But you guys kept going with green apple, and I'm like, it's banana. And before I read the tasting notes, and I said Laffy Taffy, that is an official tasting note.
Oh, okay.
Banana Laffy Taffy.
Mm.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It says with natural banana flavor.
That is not natural banana flavor.
No.
That is fake banana all the way.
Banana.
So we're saying that's not very appealing.
This joke has been used like 5,000 times.
If we're going to use it, it's here.
This is their website, banana-infused Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
Yep, that's what it says
Banana's
on the back.
Banana's gone crazy.
All right.
But you said California.
Yes, the company that puts it out is out of California.
Oh. Well, it says produced by Wooler Brands. Which is
they're a California company. If you look them up as a company, they're California.
If you
would have
told me South Carolina, I would have guessed that.
I'm sure. Yeah. It's blended with the finest Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey we could get our paws on. You've got a kick of oak, a whirl of sweetness, and some straight from the jungle Bananarama goodness. Some people said we were monkeying around. Mm-hmm. They said convention is not to be trifled with. We heard them. There were whole cities full of people not trifling with convention. For the rest of us, welcome to the jungle.
Wow. So I was with you guys on the apple thing. Like a candy Laffy Taffy.
A caramel green apple.
But banana. Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We got a bunch of trashes on this thing.
See, it's just not funny anymore when you use them like 9,000 times.
Hey, this is banana. We got to use it on this.
Well, so you could take this and blend a little splash of Screwball.
Actually, peanut butter banana. Too bad.
Let me go grab that real quick. That's
worth a try.
Super sweet.
Well, just a splash of the. You don't put too much peanut butter in there. So I went to our cabinet to get the Screwball peanut butter, and then right beside it was this Oregon Marionberry whiskey, and I thought, hey, the berries in the banana would go great.
That's true.
So I brought them both. You take your pick. I think I'm going to do this Oregon Marionberry that our buddy Mike gifted us, just a splash of it to see what it's going to do.
Okay.
I'll try the Screwball.
I'll try the berry.
I'll try the peanut butter.
Oh, it immediately turned it purple. Like, of course, you're not working with a whole lot of color to begin with, so.
Make an Elvis cocktail here.
Oh, Elvis cocktail.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
It's actually pretty good with the Screwball.
Marionberry whiskey with Howler Head banana bourbon.
It's super sweet with the Screwball, but it's way better.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's more tolerable.
Yeah.
It's better.
Yeah.
It's better with the berries.
I agree.
It's not great, but it's better.
Going to be good as a mixer for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Now you can say you've had a Howler Head.
finally.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
So now
I didn't bring a choose your tears.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Well, I've been digging in the tub for the last 2 weeks, so we can go to the cabinet with.
Let's go to the cabinet.
Let's go to the cabinet. Okay.
Who's picking? Oh, C-Money, you should pick.
Yeah, go to the cabinet. Pick something.
Is that the cabinet in the conference room?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, now that I washed all that out.
Yeah, all right, C-Money, what's it going to be?
1792 Sweet Wheat.
Okay.
All right.
I haven't had it, so.
All right. I won't say anything then.
Okay, yeah, don't say. Uh-oh.
Oh, you. We had a cork fail.
That's terrible when that happens.
Full disclosure, that broke on me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the cork got stuck in there, so I ended up getting either a knife or a screwdriver to pull that cork out. So, yeah, got a bad cork. All right, 1792 Sweet Wheat.
Yep.
For the redemption.
Yes.
We hope.
Yes.
Yeah, we hope.
All right.
All right.
Clink. Clink.
Corona clink.
Corona clink.
Much better.
Oh, man.
Much more approachable.
Yeah.
JP, you secured this bottle for us. What did you pay on it?
I think it was $65.
And how did we acquire this bottle?
Through the Red Dog Bourbon Club drawing.
Okay.
Are these generally hard to come by?
You don't see them around here.
I haven't seen it on the shelf at Red Dog.
No. Mm-hmm.
No, it's
these don't sit on the shelves.
Yeah.
This is, as far as we're concerned in this area, it's allocated.
Yeah.
So after paying $65, feeling pretty good about purchase? Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the, I mean, I also paid $65 for the JD Heritage Barrel.
And which is far better.
That's way better than this. Yeah.
I was going to say, I feel like I like this better at 50 than 65.
Yeah, I'd personally be okay with it at 50.
I'd like it at $39.99.
That's very specific.
Yeah.
What was the proof on this?
91.2. So, yeah, it's not my favorite, but
I think I honestly feel like dollars for dollars, I'd just get the $17.92. regular.
Well, the foolproof is like,
I was going to say, you save $20. Better. Get the foolproof.
Yeah.
And 125 proof.
Yeah.
Gets where you want to go a lot faster.
Yep.
Especially the store picks.
Yeah.
The regular foolproof's good, but man, those store picks are just,
I have the Red Dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal.
There's one of those in there too. The Red Dog pick.
Mm. But I have that. That's why I didn't pick it.
I know.
Why come pick something I already have?
It's true.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's so much better than anything we've had today.
That is true.
All right. So while we're drinking on this 1792 Sweet Wheat.
Yeah.
Since we got C-Money in the house.
Yep.
It's been a minute.
It has.
But you know we can't end a show with C-Money in the house without doing Florida Man.
We don't have a Florida Man jingle.
Oh.
Mean Man, we need a Florida Man jingle.
Yeah. Make that happen. That'd be great. Florida Man. Right now in my life, there really is only one Florida man that matters.
And who would that be?
Tom Brady.
Mm.
Oh,
Brady
talk about
will be
legends.
A Buccaneer.
Yeah.
So will you have a Brady jersey here pretty soon?
I will buy. I don't buy jerseys. I've never owned a jersey, but I will buy a Brady jersey. 100%. They're so expensive, but I'm like, I have to do it.
Yeah.
I've been a Tom Brady fan for a long time while hating the New England Patriots, which is hard to do.
Yeah, even through Deflategate and all that stuff.
Yeah, even kay. Through it, even through it.
All right.
You know, he's a competitor, just wants to win. He ain't cheating, he ain't trying.
I mean, if that's what we're living by.
I mean, yeah.
I'm an overachiever in my life.
I mean, I'm a fan of Pete Rose too, guys.
You're a big Astros fan too, aren't you?
No, I got to draw the line somewhere.
And you Why? Do people's finances.
Yeah. No, but I'm a fiduciary in that, that concept.
Okay, gotcha.
That area. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, okay.
No cheating there.
I'm bound by duty.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, I'm excited, man. Listen, everybody knows he's not the Tom Brady of like 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Like everybody knows
my
that.
My fantasy football scores from last season will show that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And actually, last year was a very poor year for him statistically. But I was reading earlier that it was some kind of stat like Jameis Winston, who's the current Buccaneers. Well, probably not current Buccaneers.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Not as a 401.
Right. He threw 30 interceptions this past season, and that's about as many as Tom Brady has in the last 10 years. So even if Tom Brady just doesn't turn the ball over like that, I feel like we're going to get at least a few more wins out of it.
All right.
So. I think they're going to hit the playoffs.
It'll be fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The NFC South, not a super competitive division. It'll be us and the Saints.
Yeah.
That'll kind of be battling out. Tom Brady and Drew Brees battling out twice a year. Come on.
Yeah.
Can't love that.
Sign me
not
up.
Love that. All right. So, yeah. He's the Florida man of the hour. But,
okay. You know, well, for all of those of us who are not Florida originals, although technically I am, but I only lived there for 6 weeks after I was born.
It counts.
Does it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It counts.
For the rest of us.
You're a native.
Let's do some Florida Man headlines. Florida Man, Florida Man, Florida Man. Yeah, watch this.
So for those listening, when C-Money's in the house, we usually hop on floridaman.com and pick out some of our favorite headlines.
Because I'm from Florida.
Yeah.
It's very appreciated. I love to come on and just trash my state. Just add to whatever reputation Florida has. This one that I got pulled up here is so Florida. Just because, you know, Florida has a reputation, obviously, of being just a state of retirees. Florida man sets hospital bed on fire to get nurses' attention.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
He felt like he wasn't getting enough attention, so he set his hospital bed on fire, according to the New Smyrna Beach Police. God.
Florida man breaks into home, sucks on sleeping man's toes.
Wow. Wow. That's commitment. I respect that kind of commitment.
Wow.
It's the stuff of nightmares. Wow.
380-pound Florida man hides meth in the belly button.
You can do that.
Ooh.
He can. I can't.
Well, I mean, you can do that if you're that heavy. The sleeping toes, man. What the heck?
That's
sleeping
disturbing.
Man's toes.
Florida man sexually assaults stuffed Olaf doll at Target.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
No.
Is Olaf pressing charges?
I don't know. To be determined. Hmm.
Shoplifting Florida man flees store, strips naked as steaks fall out of his pants. Have you guys noticed
Where's
that a lot of these Florida man stories end with someone being naked somehow? Yeah.
Florida man tries to get alligator drunk, gets bitten.
Mm, that happens. Hmm. Walmart evacuated after Florida man found crawling through ceiling.
I saw that one.
Florida man denies syringes found in his rectum are his.
Oh, no, these are mine. These are mine.
Somebody else stuffed those there. Florida man breaks into home, cooks breakfast, tells the owner to go back to sleep.
Wait, I need more details. Did he go back to sleep?
I don't know. Florida man was arrested last week after breaking into a stranger's home and cooking food. Investigators say that the 19-year-old broke into a safety harbor home around 4 a.m.
Florida man smashes 20-car windows, says Trump owes him $1 trillion.
Mm. Help is on the way.
Yep. It's coming. It's only going to be $1,000. Yeah.
It's missing a couple zeros.
Florida man threatens to kill man with kindness, uses machete named Kindness.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. A little cool. On the nose, but I like it. Man.
Florida man arrested after giving an aggressive wet willy.
Drunken Florida man breaks back jumping canal in his Nissan Versa.
Okay.
He tried to jump a canal in a Versa.
Respect.
Dukes the Hazzard style.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, he tried.
You need something with a little more power.
I like this one. This one's got it's kind of a turn in the Florida man saga. It says Florida man gets $37,500 after officer thought donut glaze was meth.
Wow.
Oh.
He was wrongfully convicted, Florida man.
Mm.
That doesn't happen very often.
No. Most of the time, the Florida men are guilty.
Can't you just put the donut glaze in a testing kit and then...
Yeah.
I mean, what about like on TV whenever you see them like dip their pinky in whatever the substance is and taste it?
Yeah.
I'm sure it didn't taste like...
We don't know anything donuts. About drugs, by the way. I don't even... Is that how they test it?
Just what I said, in the movies.
No clue.
Someone help. In the movies.
Florida man learns hard way he stole laxatives, not opioids.
Here's kind of a badass Florida man. Pries open Gator's mouth to get his dog back.
Yeah, I saw that one.
What?
That's ballsy.
That's like Chuck Norris.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He was high on something.
Florida man. Florida man breaks into woman's home, wears her clothes, asks her for a drink. Oh, man.
Nothing to see here. Can I have a drink? Florida man carjacker arrested because he can't drive a stick.
That's a bummer whenever that happens.
He carjacked the wrong car.
Florida man attacks mom with corn on the cob. No.
I feel like that's more like Alabama. And then, I feel like that should happen there.
Or Nebraska.
It was the pan.
Oh, yeah, Nebraska.
Midwest thing. It was the panhandle.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
might as well be Alabama.
There. Florida man wearing nothing but bra and hat burglarizes cars. That's my uniform.
Bra.
When I'm going to burglarize some cars.
When you're doing your virtual conferencing from home.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Florida man throws feces at judge during trial.
Yeah.
During trial.
And gets acquitted.
What?
Next headline reads, Florida judge.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what? That's all right. That's all right. You threw it, but that's all
right. I mean, kudos to the judge for not really, like,
man.
I mean, he was looking at the facts, not the
it's a bunch of fact that
he got poop thrown at him. But
all right, so this guy wasn't arrested. This is just Florida, I guess. This isn't he didn't get in trouble for this. Florida man dressed as Spider-Man spotted power washing his roof.
All right, that's a good one. That image right there is really good.
Yeah, it's a good picture.
Yeah.
Florida man breaks into home, blames horse.
That is.
Did he break into the home with the horse?
He was arrested after reportedly using a horse to break into a home.
Using a horse to break into
like back kick, like one of the back leg kick. Oh, come on, Dorian,
backing on up. Don't kick that real quick. Florida man drives Cadillac from sunroof down highway. Says he'd rather go to jail than back to his wife.
Wow, that's rough.
Yeah,
man.
How bad does that have to be at home?
Man.
Florida man shows up to hospital naked, says he's ready to go.
Oh, man.
Wherever you're going, I'm ready to go. I'm here.
Ready.
I'm a little chilly, but I'm ready. Mm.
Florida man Googles self to find out which Florida man he is.
All right, I'll do one more. Okay. I'm gonna end on
end
this
it.
One.
End it for us.
Well, everybody can pick one.
Oh, okay.
I'll end on this one. Face eating Florida man claims he was half man, half dog.
Dang it.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Florida man tries to shoot puppy. Puppy shoots him instead.
What? Oh, man.
Florida man pretending to be a cop pulls over an actual cop. That's a bummer. I feel bad for him, actually.
Florida man denies drinking and driving. Says he only swigged bourbon at stop signs.
It's a loophole.
Yeah.
That we don't endorse or recommend.
No.
No. No.
All right. Any parting words of wisdom from a financial advisor?
I think you should just not watch the news.
Okay.
Amen.
Just, you know, you got some extra downtime probably right now. Do something fun.
That's what my mom's doing. I actually called her last night just to check up, and she's like,
"Sweet of you."
And she was like, "Yeah, I put my vacation in, and I was on vacation this week when all this stuff happened. So she's at home, nothing to do except TV, you know. So she's like, it's my vacation. I'm just going to turn it off. I don't even want to know what's going on. I'll figure it out, you know, after vacation's over. But it's my vacation, so I'm not going to give into it. So." Because it changes. My whole thing was like, you can get wrapped up in it, but the thing about it is it changes every single day. So you're gonna
by the hour sometimes.
By the hour, So it's really easy and really tempting to get caught up in all that.
Yeah,
and that doesn't help anybody.
No.
Nope. Yeah.
Nope. All right. Well, on that note,
we thank you guys for being out there listening.
Everybody, stay safe.
Yes.
And you know, if you have the means. Help your brother out. Yep. Help your neighbor out. Yep. You know, if you need help,
be good to each other.
Ask for help. Nice. We're going to get through all this together. So,
amen.
Hear, hear.
All right. Well, raise your glasses. See money. Appreciate you.
Yep.
Thanks for having
me. Thank you.
We'll be back in studio soon.
Cheers.
Until next week.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Clink.
Clink. Clink.
Blue Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media network of podcasts and is produced by Jonas Litton, John Fender, and Jason Barrett. Edited by me, Meadman. Our theme music was written and composed by Joe Nasty. Special thanks to Red Dog Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about any of the whiskeys we taste, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. If you'd like to support the show, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon and take advantage of the great rewards we have to offer. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let a label or bottle sway your thoughts. Give it a taste, and you just might find your new favorite. Hey everybody, Meadman here with a special announcement. Tomorrow afternoon, that is Thursday, March 26th, we invite you to join us for our listener call-in hour. Starting at 4 p.m., we'll be taking calls from you loyal listeners out there. Whether you be working, quarantined, or otherwise, give us a ring. Tell us how things are in your world. You just might hear yourself on an upcoming episode. We'll provide the phone number on our Facebook page and the group, so be sure to check in online tomorrow for details on how to call. And now, more Florida Man outtakes.
Florida Man calls 911, says he paid for sex but got scammed out of $500.
It only lasted 2 minutes.
I bought five.
Florida Man slaps Florida Woman with a cheeseburger. That's how those fights go.
Ooh, Florida man and former mayor smokes crack, eats meth, practices medicine without license, fires on SWAT team.
Wow.
Wow, he's got a... That's a lot.
Yeah.
Florida man says he's too fat for DUI test.
It's hard to keep his balance.
Is that the same
on a
guy
normal
that,
day.
Same guy that stuffed meth into his belly button?
Yeah.
Florida man impersonates FBI agent, harasses homeowner, leaves live catfishes on the driveway, and flees on a bicycle.
That could happen in Nashville, though.
Sounds like a Preds fan. That's a Tennessee man right there.
Drunk, shirtless Florida man shovels spaghetti into his mouth at Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Mm. What's different about that?
It was never-ending pasta bowl night.
Right?
Florida man claiming to have AIDS brandishes needle. I will stick you.
Only got to tell me once. I'm backing up.
Florida woman, because we want to be equal opportunity here, pulls alligator out of pants during traffic stop.
Wow.
Yeah.
These alligators. Floridians and their alligators.
You don't get more Florida than that.
Nope.
It's amazing.
It's all about the gators.
Florida man installs giant penis mailbox.
Naked Florida man breaks into restaurant to eat ramen noodles, play bongos.
Drunken Florida man tells cops he's Jason Bourne.
We all are when we're drunk.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Florida man rides manatee. Talks smack to cops.
Now, that's Florida man right there.
I'm going to ride this sea cow.
Can't take me alive. He's going like 2 miles an hour.
And a Florida man is charged with picking magic mushrooms while carrying an alligator.
Had to end it with an alligator.
Carrying an alligator.
Man.
Florida man breaks into an office and puts a sign in the window that says secretary wanted, $17 an hour.
I mean, that's creative.
Yeah, it is.